The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 4th chapter. So Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the 6th hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I might not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." And then his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" They went out of the town and were coming to him. Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony, "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. Come on up. And join me. Kind of feel somewhat like the person at the well, and nobody's coming. All right. Here they come. Good morning. I don't think you'll regret it, because I've got something for you today. What would you say if I said, "I've got candy"? Would you be happy? Well, let's see. You ready for it? Here it is, right there. There's candy. Whoa, that's not what you expected, was it? No, that's not what you expected to find there when I said that, huh? Well, that's kind of what happened today in our gospel lesson. A lady who had some problems, really didn't want to see anybody, and really didn't want to talk to anybody, went to this one wonderful well that they got the water from all the time. But she went at a different time because she just didn't want to talk to anybody about all the problems she had or to see anybody at all. So she went at a different time when she thought nobody was going to be there. And guess what? There was somebody there. And it was Jesus. So that's even weirder because usually you don't find men at the well, you find women at the well. So it was kind of strange anyway, but also he was from a different part of the country, and where he was from and where she was from, they didn't like each other. Not much at all. Didn't trust each other. And yet here he was, and he talks with her. And he starts to talk with her. And she realizes that he doesn't have anything to get water with, so he says, "Can I get you some water?" She says, and he says, "No." Then the unexpected. "I'm going to give you some water that's going to last all the time." "Where do you get this water, sir?" "So the water I'm going to give you is special." And that's when she starts to realize the unexpected, that he's special too, that he's Jesus, that he's the Christ that everybody's been looking for. And he's offering her a very special gift, a gift that will help her. And all of a sudden, she's going and telling all the people. Now, instead of sitting away from the people, now she's going and telling the people all about him and about this special water that he's offering her and that she's found. And all of a sudden, the unexpected is all these people who hate Jesus and the place he's coming from are coming to Jesus to find that same water. Isn't that neat? Guess what? That was a long time ago, but he still got that water for us, for you and me. It's right here in this place. It's in our worship. It's in our Bibles. It's in our communion up here. It's in the people that are out there sharing it with us. It's in Sunday school downstairs. That's where we get this living water that keeps us from being thirsty. So I hope you kind of come and see that water and find out what that lady found too. That special water that lives within us. Okay? That faith. Because he's dying on the cross for that faith. He's approving us. "I'm going to give you a place with me in heaven, with God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and me." And guess what? I was kind of mean, but I'm not going to be totally mean to you. I got candy to give you. Meet me downstairs for Sunday school, and I'll have it out there on the table, okay? All right? And don't forget, look out for the unexpected. That special water that we get here that he offered that lady. Okay? Have a good day, and I'll see you downstairs with the candy, okay?
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As you noticed, we had a rather lengthy gospel reading today. John is good at that, at writing longer narratives, but the stories just kind of flow in there, and there's always so much within those stories. And one thing I do like about John's stories, sometimes there's even a little bit of snarkiness in these. I think about the story of the man born blind, of how snarky that blind man, or the man who has been healed, gets with the Pharisees, even to the point that he gets the best of the Pharisees, and the Pharisees just say, "Get out of here." We have a little bit of that here in this story as well then today. But I'd like to phrase this story in a question or in a thought about just how our lives seem to be so often. You know, you wake up in the morning, you get ready for the day, you go to work or you go to school or you go about your business during the day, you come home, you eat some supper, you might do a few more chores, and you go to bed. And then you wake up the next morning, you get ready for the day, you go to work, you go to school, you do the things around the house or wherever you do during the day, you come home, fix supper, do a few chores, and you go to bed. Does it seem like the days just kind of blur together? kind of get in that rhythm and that pattern where just all of a sudden you wonder, where'd that last month go? Or where'd that last year go? Or you look back and say, I'm no longer a kid, I'm now an adult. Or you look and say, I'm no longer young, I'm middle age. Or I'm not middle age anymore, I'm getting old. And it just seems like life just kind of flows on through and you wonder where it's went. Where it went. What is there to life? What is there? Yeah, it gets broken up every once in a while with maybe a few celebrations, a few good things that happen. And then there's always the tragedies that tear up our life. But we wonder, just what's the purpose of this life? Where are we going? Where are we headed? It sure isn't what I had thought life would be or what I had planned. I think that's what we run up against here in this story, or this woman at the well runs up against. We learn from the story that she has had five husbands. I'm sure she didn't plan her life that way, but she is a survivor. She's still continuing to go. She had five husbands, and now the man she's with is not her husband. We don't know her background. We don't know what happened to those previous five husbands, whether it was a very tragic experience for her to maybe all five of them died. Maybe some of them kicked her out of the house or divorced her. Maybe some of them were abusive and she had to leave. We don't know about those five husbands, of why she is not with one of them. But she's a survivor. But being a survivor then too, she's not necessarily welcome within the community. Normally women would come to the well in the morning after they had fixed breakfast and got kids together and off to doing what they need to do, or got their husbands off and to work, fed them. They would come to the well. The women would come, and most of the women would come at the same time to get the water for the day, to last through the night and into the next time that they needed water. They would come, and it wasn't only just for the purpose of getting water, but it was also a time to catch up on the news and share a little bit of gossip of what's going on, or to find out who's hurting or who needs some help, or who did what kind of scandals are going on. And more than likely, this woman at the well that Jesus meets with was probably a subject of a lot of that talk. She was kind of on the outside, and she just doesn't want to deal with it. So she doesn't go at the normal time to get water. She doesn't want to be there with the rest of the women. And she wants to go at a quiet time and be left alone. The woman is existing. She's existing in life. She is surviving in life. But you can tell she just does not have the life that she needs or wanted or planned for or expected. But there's Jesus. Jesus is at the well. And Jesus asked her for some water. And she's surprised. Again, she is a woman, an unescorted woman. You don't talk to men if you are an unescorted woman, especially a stranger. You do not do that. That's taboo. And then, too, she was a Samaritan. Now, the Samaritans and the Jews, they didn't necessarily get together or get along together very well. They were both Hebrew people. They were both from Hebrew stock. What had happened, why there was an animosity between the two, is because after King Solomon, Israel broke into two different nations. You had Israel in the north and you had Judah in the south. The Samaritans were in the north. They were from the tribes of the sons of Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh. And it was right in the middle of the territory of Palestine. And so a lot of times when the Jews would go from the southern end to the northern end, they would bypass. They would go out of the way just so they wouldn't have to go through the middle of Samaria, because they didn't want to deal with the Samaritans. They looked down upon the Samaritans. The Samaritans looked at the Jews as being uppity. And so they just didn't get along. And one of the main reasons they didn't get along is when the kingdom split, so did the worship site. For those from Judah, from the southern end, the holy place was Mount Zion. That's where they went to worship. There in Jerusalem on Mount Zion was the place of worship. For those in Samaria, it was Mount Gerizim, there close to Shechem. And that's where, and that is where this story takes place, at the well of Jacob. That was a holy site. The well of Jacob and that Mount Gerizim was right there. And so when she points to the mountain, this is where we worship, it's right there. They can see it from the point that they're sitting at. And so there's a divide here between these people. And so she's surprised that Jesus would even talk to her because she is a woman, unescorted woman. She is also a Samaritan. And so they have this kind of banter going back and forth. Why do you ask me for water? Why do you talk to me, a woman and a Samaritan? And Jesus answers, if you knew who you were talking to, you would ask me for water that lasts, for living water. I can see just how this kind of plays out. She says, I would ask from you some water. She looks down at the well and says, that well is awfully deep. And she looks at Jesus and says, you don't even have a bucket. How are you going to give me living water? Where are you going to get it from? Are you better than Jacob? He dug the well. He brought the water here. He drank from it himself. His sons drank from it. He fed his livestock, and we have been living here all this time, the descendants, and have been drinking this water. Where are you going to get living water? And Jesus says that the water that he has to give will last. If you drink water from this well, you're going to be thirsty again. You're going to have to come back tomorrow and draw more water. But the water that I have for you, you will never be thirsty again. And the woman says, man, that's a pretty good deal. Give me some of that water. That way I don't have to keep dragging my big old water jar out here and drawing water every single day. Give me that water that lasts. And then that's when Jesus goes, yes, the well is deep, but Jesus goes deep with this woman. And he gets in that conversation with her and lets her know that he really does care about her, that he knows who she is. Even though they just met, he knows who she is. And that conversation goes deep. And somewhere in that conversation, life changes. She starts to understand what that living water truly is. And she is surprised. And that conversation then leads into worship. You know, she's still debating to a certain extent. You guys worship in Jerusalem. We worship right here on this mountain. And Jesus tells her, there will be a day coming soon when it doesn't matter where you worship, but you will worship in spirit and in truth. And when you do, you will have life. And you will have life abundantly. You will be filled. You will thirst no more. And about that time, the disciples show up again. And again, they're surprised. Here's an unescorted woman. She's from Samaria. And Jesus is talking to her. Well, by this time, the disciples have figured out, well, Jesus does funny things. He doesn't do things the way he's supposed to be done. And so they don't say anything. They know better by this point just to keep their mouth shut on it. But the woman sees him, and she goes back into town. But she's excited now. Life isn't just surviving. Life isn't just an existence. Life isn't just moving from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. She's excited. And she goes running in the town to this town where she is somewhat of an outcast. And she starts telling people, come out here and look. Come out here and see. Jesus is out here. Is he the Messiah? Come and check it out. Something has changed in her life. She has life now. She has excitement. The townspeople come. They listen to what Jesus has to say and they are amazed. They even invite him to stay. Jesus brings life. Not just life for existence. Not just life to survive. But he actually brings life
everlasting life into our lives, not only for after we die, but life now, everlasting life now, within our lives here. Come, come taste this water. Come drink this water from this deep well and have life. Have life abundantly. Amen.
May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.